Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Electric Avenue. Nice one, Brian. 844-967-2789.
Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. You've been holding longest. What do you got, my friend?
Oh, hey, Mark. Not a problem. Not a problem, brothers. I hear it on the ads. So they're talking about some of the, you know, just switch gears a little bit. They're talking about the testimony given by, you know, the little girl who smeared blood on herself, you know, from her friend.
The fourth grader from Uvalde gave congressional hearing today.
And the mother who was testifying. I mean, and they've just got done having the funerals there, and the courage of these people speaking out on this, and the whole lack of, I don't know what they're lacking, just the whole lack of humanity on the part of some of these Republicans who are dismissing this testimony and say, well, this, you're politicizing this. You know, it's too soon to be talking about this. When is it the right time to be talking about this stuff? I mean, because every time this happens, they say, well, it's too soon to be talking about it. Well, I mean, that we've had this happen before in the past. I mean, back when Sandy Hook happened, I mean, we didn't talk about, you know, they avoid talking about it then. I mean,
well, Mark, I think there is some bipartisan legislation, and Chris Murphy from Connecticut's pushing this legislation. Now, I think they've even got Joe Manchin on board. Now, it will not include a universal background check, and it will not include a raising of the gun purchase age to 21. But apparently it's got some red flag stuff that, you know, both parties can agree on. Mark, do you want to see this small step in the right direction? Or, you know, ultimately, would you like to see the political outrage held against Republicans this fall?
Well, I think there's got to be both. I think the small steps are good for a starter, but there's no reason we can't go to the 21-year-old purchase age for these semi-automatic weapons and actually a buyback on large-capacity magazines and say it's 10-shot magazines, that's all you need. That's what Bill Ruger said we needed back in 1989. And you don't need any more than that to shoot the hogs or to shoot the prairie dogs. But let's remember that back in the day, you didn't use that kind of weapon to shoot prairie dogs or pests or anything like that. Use a bolt-action rifle. You're usually at 222 or a 243 for that kind of thing. It's just ridiculous that they think, oh, we need an M15 to do, you know, the AR-15 to do this nonsense. Back in the early 70s, that using that kind of weapon was frowned upon by hunters.
You know, Mark, it's bazooka for me, man. I'm taking that prairie dog out.
Suitcase nuke for me, man. I'm taking all the prairie dogs out.
I want something that kills it and cooks it at the same time.
While we've got time, and we know there are a few patient callers. We hope they're patient at 844-967-2789. Fancy Brian, we've got some sound. And it's not Merrick Garland Day, but the Attorney General did have remarks today on the Texas school shooting. Let's start with Merrick Garland, the Attorney General. Cut 10, please.
The review will be comprehensive. It will be transparent. And it will be independent.
More from AG Merrick Garland, cut 11.
The review will culminate in a final report, which will include our findings and recommendations, and it will be made public.
I would recommend the police chief in Uvalde, that guy needs to get fired, but that's beside the point. Let the investigation happen first. More from Merrick Garland, cut 12, please.
We've been invited by the mayor. We have been promised, assured, and welcomed with respect to cooperation by every level of law enforcement, state, federal, and local.
Now, Fancy Brian, Dominic, I don't know if you'd seen this headline, but an armed man was arrested near the Supreme Court, apparently looking for Brett Kavanaugh. And apparently that person has now been charged with attempted murder and said his mission was to take out Kavanaugh.
He was arrested near Kavanaugh's home.
My apologies. I didn't mean to misinform the audience. Here is what Merrick Garland had to say today about the SCOTUS threats. Cut 13, please.
This kind of behavior is obviously behavior that we will not tolerate. Threats of violence and actual violence against the justices, of course, strike at the heart of our democracy, and we will do everything we can to prevent them and to hold people who do them accountable.
On a similar topic, we've got President Joe Biden, also on gun reform. Now, they've asked Joe to stay out of the bipartisan negotiations, but we do have sound of the president. Let's play as much as we can, Fancy. Starting with cut one, please.
It's time the states and the localities spend the money they have to deal with crime, as well as retrain police officers, as well as provide for more community policing. It's time to get on with doing that, and that's what I think the message last night from the American public was in all the primaries.
More from Biden on guns and crime. Cut two.
Both parties have to step up and do something about crime as well as gun violence.
More from Biden. Cut three, please. Billions.
With the first major bill we passed, we gave the states and localities billions of dollars. Billions of dollars to have, and encourage them to use it to hire police officers and reform the police department. Very few have done it.
More from Biden. Cut four, please. Congressional requests.
I sent the Congress a request for $300 million in this year's budget to deal with hiring cops, to retrain cops, as well as to make sure they are adequately dispersed around the communities. It's time they move.
One more from Biden, state and local, cut five.
It's time the states and the localities spend the money they have to deal with crime, as well as retrain police officers, as well as provide for more community policing.
Tom from Madison, you're up, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys were talking at all about Rolling Stone's article about the GOP memos that went out to all the politicians to avoid bringing up the topic of guns at all. Just go to any other topic you can. And also, if you have to bring up gun violence, just talk about Chicago.
I haven't seen that specific reporting, but that seems like the typical talking points, doesn't it, Tom?
Yeah, no, that was definitely there. And I think I was present when the Clefish campaign office got that memo, because I was just going through my morning Facebook, and I was on the Clefish campaign page. And all of a sudden, there was a photo of Rebecca holding a rifle. And as I was about to comment on it, it just disappeared. So I think I know the precise moment she got the message, and it was just like a couple of days ago. But definitely Google Rolling Stone and GOP memo, and you will see an incredible story about how they want everybody walking that exact same line. Their messaging is so professional, it's ridiculous.
Tom, that's shocking that the Clayfish campaign would blow with the political winds. You know, I recall when she declared a rigged election suddenly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess the wind must be blowing from the, what, the
Mar-a-Lago
points. Oh, Mar-a-Lago, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where Southern they get their wind. Walking orders, talking yes. orders, marching orders?
Two-stepping orders.
Nothing for you. More devils.
It's a process. It's a process. We'll get it done.
You must have been something before electricity, huh?
Did I break wind?